So now that we're in therapy, let me ask you a question. Why'd you do it?
I always knew it would come up at some point. So I think it's important we address this now. You see, I hung this hammock up because I thought it would be comfortable on a nice sunny day, just like today. And, you know, you're sitting on some rocks that look like a recliner.
Yeah, a lazy boy salesman.
That's true. Yeah. I sell lazy boy chairs and recliners. I love when people walk in, they're like, does everything recline? I'm like, do you bend? What?
Do you know how to lift with your legs?
Yeah.
Do you know how to fucking walk?
Well, see, this is just like Roid Rage Rick, for those of you that don't know.
Yeah, let me, you know, go ahead. What's your point?
Okay, well, Roid Rage Rick is this guy who has like an incredible amount of testosterone, and he's so muscular, but he doesn't use his legs. In fact, he prefers walking on his hands, and he says people that rely on their legs are bitches.
Now, you know, Roid Rage Rick, he traveled 700 miles from California. The beaches of LA, if you will. Venice Beach.
Yeah, he did, just to get his birth certificate.
Yeah, and you know, he came all this way, and you know, I had a fortunate chance to speak with him, you know, because he won that match against player James Watanabe. And you know, I didn't expect it to go the way it did.
That's not my interpretation. You see, player James Watanabe, they said he was knocked out, but like, I don't think player James is conscious. I don't think he's naturally conscious.
So let's talk about the ethics then. Why the fuck did they put him in the ring?
Well, because he wants to fight. And it's like, should we deny a man his right to like hurt himself?
Are you implying that player James Watanabe should be in the fucking Special Olympics?
I'm
can you say it louder?
I'm being misquoted here. Okay, I'm saying, player James, we watched this remarkable match the other day, okay, where he fought his rival Hector Lombard, and the Chronicles haven't come out yet, but he has a lot of incredible opponents he's fought, including James Hudson, but that's another story. Hector Lombard and him have fought about 67 times, and Hector Lombard's won at least 43 of those 67 times. So, like, you know, he still won fights, player James did, but he finally fought Hector Lombard for the belt, and Hector Lombard got knocked out. It was crazy. It was in the first round. Normally these fights go like 5 rounds, but like player James came out like a banshee. Like a total brain dead banshee.
Like Halo 3.
Like Halo 3 banshee. Meets Halo Reach, meets Halo 2, meets Halo 6, meets Halo 7. In no original order, but in that order specifically.
Yeah.
And then he does a spinning head kick knockout. I'm like, the dexterity of a guy that's not even mentally there. Then he knocks him out.
So, I mean, that doesn't really connect to his exhibition match with Roid Rage Rick.
Well, okay, so he's the world champion is what I'm saying. And then he fought,
Yeah, so he fought Roid Rage Rick. Now, let me tell you a little story about Roy Rage Rick. Royce the 5'9", the rapper.
He's a great rapper.
He's pretty talented.
That's true.
You know, but seriously, you know, the real question is, okay, think about weighing your options. Okay, have you weighed your options?
You know, I didn't bring the weight scale today, so...
So have you asked Brad?
Shout out Brad. Brad actually donated with me the other day. My dad couldn't make it in because he got called to work, so I went in, and then Brad came in, and he...
Brad's like, oh, I'm a superhero now.
Yeah, I know. Brad just put on his freaking hammock cape and walked around Southford Falls. What a guy. But no, he donated, and he's like, I want to do it again. And I'm like, Brad, you should stop talking for the next 10 years. And he said, sure.
And then he just stopped.
He just stopped
talking.
We haven't
heard from him since.
Have not heard from...
Brad since.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so... taking sips.
So question is, right...
Yep.
So Roid Rage Rick, you know, I heard he was on the way.
Roid Rage Rick.
He traveled from L.A.
He traveled from L.A. to here.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Yeah, I mean, apparently he was born in Connecticut.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, and like that was his main driving motivation.
How's it going?
Is to like...
Just need the J now and you're all set.
That's it. You know it, brother.
More like 3 of them and then we're solid. Yeah, so Roid Rage Rick, right? So, you know, I can't say his name.
Roid Rage Rick.
So, Roid Rage Rick. Okay, so Roid... Roid Rage Rick, he and I go way back.
Yeah, he was born in China, but we forget that.
Yeah, nobody wants to talk about it. And then he got surgery, and it made him look more like he's an American guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's cool, man. And then, you know, Hillary showed up, and then she showed up, and she did an evil laugh. I had it on tape, and then it got deleted by Epstein. So, basically, what I'm trying to say is Roid Rage Rick, he went to Mexico. And when he went to Mexico, he fought Pablo Escobar
Whoa.
In a cage match. And you know who won? It was rigged. Okay, American pride.
I hate to fact check you, Trump, but you know, Pablo Escobar, he died many years ago, and he wasn't in Mexico. He was in Colombia.
Yeah, so that's on paper.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we all know the truth, okay? I'm in the government now, okay? I know the truth.
I mean, you are in the government. I guess you do know the truth.
Yeah, yeah, so,
I just watch Narcos.
I watch Narcos too, okay? But it doesn't matter, okay?
Put the hands up, you know, Mr. President.
It's huge. Whoa. It's huge, like my hands. Okay. They're huge. They're massive.
Yes, they're
elongated, pretty. Very long fingertips. Massive.
Scarily okay? long.
My hair, very real.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Obviously.
Not a wig.
You see this? It's real. Off. It's real.
Yeah, it's real.
Okay. Thank you.
Good thing it's not breezy here. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a different topic for another time.
No, it's different.
Okay.
It's different.
So the other question is, you know, so excuse me, Trump. You know, this is our podcast here. Oh, so you think, you know, you're going to tell the free leader of the free world, you know, that he has to leave?
The free leader of the
free
world.
Well, how did you even get here in the Southward Falls?
Yeah.
And knew that we were doing a podcast.
Wait,
well, you know, sometimes, you know, certain, you know, intelligence agencies, you know, they tell you, give you the deets, you know. Truthfully, I was such a big fan. I'm such a huge fan. Okay, I knew that Gorilla Squadcast was gonna be huge. Elijah Illustrates gonna be huge, and like you know, I knew that, and that's why I wanted to come talk to you because I knew that you would get likes and listens on your content, and you know, I just wanted to spot you a favor.
Thank you, thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah, thank
sorry,
you, man.
Mr. former president,
former president.
I don't know how it works.
I appreciate that, and you know what, you're not such a bad guy.
Yeah, you know, forget everything that you said and did in the past. It's upended now. It's upheld because you sponsored us here. And we'd like to thank our sponsors, Donald Trump, for the Bald Eagle, and for supplying these trees.
It's no problem. It's no problem.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe you carried it on the back of your massive ass.
It's pretty, I'm pretty thick.
Yeah, no, I mean, Mr. President, if I do say so myself, like, you know, you're pretty, you're pretty bad.
That's not very nice. Don't objectify me, okay? Are you trying to grab me by the pussy?
No.
Anyway, I gotta go. The helicopter's here.
Oh, wow. It's very loud. Yeah. Very, very.
Well, it's actually off in the distance, okay? Because, you know, I jogged here in my tennis gear. I was in the middle of a game, and I was winning, of course.
I mean, I believe it. I'm happy that you jogged here, because now I get to see you as you walk away, and it's a good sight for me.
Yeah. That's stop objectifying people.
I'm sorry.
Okay, you know.
Sorry.
You know, like, you know, I mean, honestly, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
anyway,
you know,
I'll see you guys later.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye. See you later.
Well, he's pretty cool. Everything people say about him is not true. He's really thick.
Yes, he is.
He's like T-bone steak thick.
A true American hero.
He's like, damn, like, wow, is the door gonna even open?
The real question is, like, is he even from New York?
You know, like, there's a rumor that he owns Staten Island.
So, yeah.
Whoa.
excuse me, guys. Oh, who the fuck is this?
Who's that?
Whoa. Hey, man, take it easy.
Hey,
take
hey,
it
calm old. Down. Calm
excuse
down.
Me, brothers. How we doing today, brothers? Oh, aren't you Mr. Elijah Illustrates Podcast?
Yeah, brother. Well, you know,
whoa.
Oh, are you trying to make fun of me?
No.
Oh, hey, what's up, Steve? How's
hey,
it going?
Yeah, brother.
Remember
I was
you.
Just, just drinking alcohol and driving my truck.
Oh, yeah. Last time I did that was, well, right about until now, until I saw these pussies in the woods.
Yeah, I'm here to just, like, beat them off and take their hammock.
Yeah, basically, what I mean by beat them off, you know,
hey,
it's not exactly the same translation, brothers.
Guys, let's just take it easy.
Can you take it easy? Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, we're just trying to do a podcast.
Yeah. No, it's
enough. You know, you just, oh, brothers over there. Oh, stop flipping the fucking hammock.
Whoa.
Shit.
Whoa.
Oh, fuck. Hey, man, let's get out of here.
We got witnesses. Yeah, get the fuck out of
here. Let's go back in the car. We got in the truck.
James is going to throw his toasters.
I'm going to fucking get back here, you son of a...
Wow. Dude, we've been so many visitors today. I mean, we are in a hiking trail.
Yeah.
So, and it's a popular one. Southford Falls, shout out.
Yeah.
So no wonder we're running into, like, Donald Trump and Randy Savage and Stone Cold Steve Austin. It makes plenty of sense, really, in Connecticut.
Yeah, it's pretty, I'm in shock that everybody came by at the same time.
You know, like, I just wanted to ask them more questions before they left. But,
yeah.
You know, it's probably for the best they left because sometimes it hurts throats.
Bunch of controversial figures walking through here today.
A bunch of, yeah, they both, you know, I mean, man, did you hear the earthquake when Trump was running because of his fat fucking gooch was just shaking everywhere? I mean.
Yeah, so sometimes, you know, earthquakes.
Like,
consider that.
If there was a magnitude 6 hitting us right now, would you jump in the hammock?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't either.
Yeah, that's fair.
How's it going?
Yeah, so, I mean, honestly, again, you know, like I'm saying, the Dow is up. Okay. The other stocks, I don't know, they're down.
You know what's okay? Wild? That guy reminds me of my dad. And like, I feel like calling my dad now.
Well, we can do that after. But in the meantime, you know, I think it's pretty crazy that the stocks have been up and down. And, you know, Brad being a stock investment trader, options trader, you know, I think he finally weighed his options.
You know, it's a good thing Brad is actually walking up right now. Hey, Brad. Hey. Hi, I'm Brad. Hi.
Hey, Brad, what's up?
I'm a stock advisor.
All right, see you later, Brad.
All right, goodbye.
Man. So he broke his vow of silence.
Yeah, you know, I can't believe he did it. I mean, he was silent for 9 years. Excuse me, I'm gonna adjust.
Oh, he's gonna
adjust.
Oh, he's uncomfortable. He's uncomfortable. So, you know, he's, oh, okay, whoa, take it, whoa.
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 All right.
Yeah, so his fucking feet are in my fucking face. Okay. You know, what the fuck is getting, do you need help?
No.
I don't need your help. Yeah, so that's all I hear out of you.
I didn't need your help in the war, brother. I don't need your help now.
Yeah, okay. I thought they left. I thought the Muscle Brothers left.
Yeah, I was just mimicking them.
Okay.
This is not as comfortable, but this is an adjustment. The problem is, you can't stay in one spot for too long.
Yeah, so tell me what it's like working for the FBI.
You know, it's a hard job.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't got my badge. How you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to give me the details or what?
You know, my family might go disappearing if I say anything, but I'll tell you all the details anyway. So here we go. Now I'm facing James face to face here.
I'm a little uncomfortable how close we are.
No, it's all good. This is okay. Good. Yeah. This is like when Adam and Eve.
So I'm gonna cut this short because I have to leave for unrelated reasons.
No, that's okay.
That's okay.
Stick around. So here's the thing with being in the FBI. You know, you gotta get rid of people sometimes, but it's not your fault. Okay, because sometimes people...
It's not your fault, but it's your responsibility.
Like, it's your responsibility to be your fault, but it's not your fault. Because, hear me out. What if, what would you do if Obama came up to you and he was shaped like a pelican, okay, but he's really King Ghidorah? Like, you cannot let that slide.
Do you think that's appropriate?
I just...
Like, we just had children walk by.
Yeah.
And look at what you said.
I know. Here, I'm going to adjust again. Here I go. Watch this.
Oh, wow. He's doing the toilet paper.
Whoa!
He got the slingshot.
Whoa! Yeah, so those of you that can't notice what's going on, basically, I have a hammock that's attached to a regular tree, and then there's a tree that
Leatherman's
is much
tree.
More elevated. So it's very slanted, this hammock. It's not an even lay. It's a very slanted lay.
And just like Brandon's regretful lay that he had that one time.
My gooch hurts so bad.
Yeah, well, you did it to yourself.
Yeah. You did it to yourself, and now it's over. Now let me show you exactly how the breaking point sounds. I want to see you jump in the sky.
Yeah, so, you know, honestly, I'm considering the following is nothing, and I have nothing really to say except, honestly, like, when is the last time and what was the first time?
So, you know, that was Lies, Greed, Misery by Linkin Park off the Living Things album.
Yeah, because, you know, it's a good album.
It's actually a really good album. Yeah, and they get a lot of hate for it. I listen to that album more often than I listen to any of their other albums, really.
Yeah, that's typically how it goes with artists when you have, like, very good, well-made stuff and, like, the general public is retarded, so they can't figure out what they like.
Yeah, you know, that's fair. It's fair when you make, like, really good music and then you just kind of listen to it. Because, like, also, we've had this conversation off camera, off hammock, but on this trail. Only on this trail.
Only.
I feel like listening to music that harbors a lot of negativity, it's fun to listen to metal. Don't get me wrong, I'm actually about to go to a metal concert in a bit. But I feel like most of the time you should listen to music that's like uplifting. Because it encourages you to be better.
It subconsciously puts you in a better mood.
Yeah, which I found, and I know we spoke about this last night.
Shit! Oh, my fucking recliner. You gave me a faulty recliner. I want my discount. I'm going to grab the fucking hammock and you're going to cry because I was saying, give me the fucking discount.
I need an adult.
You know how much I paid and how much I waited?
What, 36-month finance plan, 0% interest free?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but the delivery was 7 years.
Yeah, so that's pretty true. Right now, it's been pretty hard.
Yeah, because the shipping comes out of where? Where?
Tennessee, China.
Yeah.
No, actually, fun fact. Okay, just to completely sideline myself from the music topic for a second. I had a couple come in, and they were just like, you know, the woman specifically was kind of hostile. She sits down and she goes, I haven't been, like, I had a terrible experience on Lazy Boy,
and I haven't been back in 20 years. And she turns and stares at me with the most aggressive intent. And I'm like, I don't know what you want me to say. 20 years ago, I was 5. I had no concept of Lazy Boy. So I obnoxiously said, and now you're back. Because like, we'll outlive you, lady. Like, we're coming up in 100 years. I don't know how old you are, but she, I ended up selling to her anyway. It was just falling all over the place.
Fucking my recliner is faulty. Everywhere. Thanks to Lazy Boy.
Woo!
Okay.
So then, so she ends up buying 2 couches for me, and they proceeded to constantly call and come in because they didn't believe that her furniture was made here. I shit you not. We had to flip the couch at one point so they could look at the maker's tag.
So my question is, she's like, I haven't been here 20 years. So why the fuck would you come back?
I know. I'm like, so there's a lot of like, but it's the thing that threw me off. I wish you could have been in my shoes to see the way she looked at me when she said, "I it took me 20 years to come back." The look she gave me while saying that was so like, if eyes could kill, that phrase straight up, drop dead. So now. So we flip the couch and it says like Dayton Chair Factory, like Dayton, Tennessee Chair Factory, whatever. And he's like, that doesn't tell me anything. I'm like, well, Dayton, Tennessee is the place and Chair Factory is us, Lazy Boy. So we proceeded to just go back and forth and whatever. And eventually they accepted it. I'll be honest, I was not the nicest about this ordeal. I was a little frustrated with these guys constantly questioning me, saying it was made in the States. So I was a little rude to them at points. Like, we flipped the couch. I'm like, never had to do this before. Yeah. So they end up getting their couches. Turns out, get this, it's now being made in Mexico too. So, but guess how I found this out? Their fucking order was made in Mexico. I didn't know this. We literally just changed this now.
And that was the day he decided he's done with Lazy Boy.
Yeah. But that's the thing. It's like she literally.
You know what? This rock formation is really giving me a.
I think it's just because you're too excited, brother. Yeah. You know why? You shifted positions. If you're facing me, that's the thing. You have to face me, brother.
Fucking steak.
So basically,
So.
How's it going?
Yeah. Next question. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, like, say hypothetically, you're on a hammock in a trail that people frequent, and they feel uncomfortable because they're Connecticut citizens and they're socially awkward and don't know what to say.
Yeah.
So hypothetically, that's reality.
It's a lot to unpack there. Is that a Ray-Ban sunglasses you're wearing?
Yes, they are.
That's funny, because I'm wearing Ray-Ban prescription.
Oh, well, look at me.
My eyes are defective. Just kidding, guys. You're okay. I love you.
Mine make everything nicer in color. Yeah.
Speaking of color, your water.
Yeah, so watermelon.
It's a different color.
Wait a minute, that doesn't go together.
Wow.
Fuck. I meant we have water we have watermelon flavor syrup that goes in the water. Okay.
You know, for our listeners at home that happen to like watermelon and keep up with their health, they're very offended that you would imply they don't eat fruit.
You know, honestly, that's the problem.
That's the problem, because listen, fruit's good for you. And I just think that this year, everyone should just eat more fruit.
I think this year everybody should perish.
But before they do that, let us double down the fact that there's literally, it's these sweeteners you got, but they're artificial with no sugar, and they have B6, 12, and something else.
Yeah.
I like the B vitamins, because they actually are kind of natural mood stabilizers, because the B vitamins actually calm your nervous system.
Yeah.
So like, instead of getting antidepressants, instead of getting all these things that mess with your hormones, get B vitamins that are just going to naturally calm you down. Yeah, and also get 15 minutes of sunlight every morning. Haven't done that lately.
Honestly, that's good.
No, it's a circadian clock.
Let me add right now, okay?
Yeah, thanks for adding that.
Yeah, so let me add something. Okay. So, fucking, let me, you know, he's wiggling his fucking bottle. Like, it's he's a grown baby in a... He's a baby in a sack who's crying right now. You shut the fuck up.
I'm telling.
Yeah. You know what? Anyways, thanks for joining the Gorilla Squadcast without Elijah Illustrates. Oh, he threw a stick. Hey, settle down. So basically the idea was, right?
Yeah, what was the idea?
I don't know. But here's the other fucking... Whoa.
I'll help you.
Wait, I think it's stable now.
You're welcome.
Stable as a table.
Yeah, so like IKEA fall collection is really... unless you have like really strong hands.
Yeah, so the idea... Listen, I have something I wanted to...
Yeah.
So let's discuss, okay? Wait, apparently Roid Rage Rick came from fucking... Can you fucking... You good?
I'm good.
Sorry, I mean, this man just kicked me and fell out of his fucking hammock.
I apologize for the assault.
You're good. I'm not even worried about that. I just see fucking leaves.
Hold on.
They're fucking all over your fucking ass.
I need to find someone. I need to be like, oh no, I have all these leaves. Please, somebody help. Oh no.
Please.
This hammock's badass. As you were saying there, freaking Jonathan David.
So, this is actually...
Yeah, so that's enough.
Okay. So, I haven't told the audience what's going on today. Neither of you. They have a glimpse into our reality, but this is not... Let's talk about what's really happening here.
Yeah.
So, Eli and I... Yeah. I drove 700 miles a couple days ago. Sure. Just to come here. How's it going? Don't ever tell a man you like his pole. He said, I'm freaked out. I'm out of here.
Phenomenal. I stand by my words.
Man walks. Me and man sees another man on a hammock in the woods, and he goes, nice pole.
I fail to see the problem.
I said, I fail to see the flaw in the logic here.
I don't fail to see your fucking logic.
So let me add.
Yeah, continue.
So the context, I drove 700 miles from North Kakalaki.
Good shit.
And, you know, I was like, yeah, I need my fucking birth certificate because Elijah and I have a very cool trip planned. And he's in a cocoon. Do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, so we're going to Italy. It's really exciting because the thing is with Italy is that... Yeah, it's a family wedding. I mean, the wedding already occurred, but I haven't seen this family in a while, and they were cool enough to be like, you get a plus one. I'm like, whoa. So I invited myself.
Twice,
yeah.
Yeah.
Said me,
yeah.
Myself.
Yeah.
The I can't make it. So the James, yeah.
I mean, the next real question I have for you, Mr. Cocoon Man.
Yes.
Is like, truthfully, you know, like, what is the level at which you can do things? Okay. Including, but not limited to saying hello. How are you?
You know,
yeah, I didn't ask how you are.
Okay.
So, basically,
yeah.
So basically, I drove 700 miles to get a birth certificate so we could go to Italy, and, it's very exciting, but, sure. Yeah, so, and then I was like, well, I'm going to stay an extra day and hang out with Elijah Illustrates podcast.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Why don't you tell people about what we did yesterday?
Little Italy.
Speed it up.
There's a place in New Haven.
Speed it up.
How's it going? Hello.
We're doing a bit out here.
Just hanging out. Thank you. I'm going to be a butterfly pretty soon.
He got it from Lazy Boy.
Yeah.
Lazy Boy.
Look at concern because it's like Lazy Boy's not a hammock brand. Actually, though, that would be sick.
You could
starts reclining.
If you could believe in something you sell, it'd be easier.
Yeah.
So if you believe in the fucking hammock, you could sell it.
I mean, you're right. You're not wrong. Definitely not wrong. So anyways, like I was saying...
Yeah, I'm just gonna cut you off real quick with the version.
This is so comfortable.
How about you tell people about what's been going on?
Yeah, so we went to New Haven yesterday.
Yeah.
Shout out New Haven.
Yeah.
You know what you did.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what you did.
I don't even need to continue.
You know, that's a good point. So yeah, we went to New Haven. It's pretty solid. Solid as a sock. You know. You know, the sock. Teenage boys, you know what I'm talking about.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What do you mean, whoa, whoa, whoa? We were teenagers once. Now we're old.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess in that context. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be any other context. Pal, okay? I gave him direct eye contact when I said that.
Oh, operator?
Yeah, he said it. Oh, hello, operator. Heffa.
Have a stroke of conversation. Hey, operator.
Just start laughing.
Sir, what's your emergency?
Just
what emergency? Like, emergency, vitamin C and zinc. I don't have a cold.
I'm very lonely. Please talk to me.
Sir, we're going to send somebody your way.
Oh, good. I could use some company.
So, yeah, so we went to New Haven and couldn't find parking. I sat outside for a while trying to figure out the meter. So I drove James Hudson like 10 miles away from his car, turned around, then we went to, bought his car, then we went to the gas station, pretty sick.
Yeah, we got gas.
I'm like highlighting the most effective parts of the trip.
Yeah, we got gas.
Oh, and then we had water, that was sick, because like hydration's really important, especially now in the warmer weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, I don't think there's anything else really.
So he went to, we were gonna meet at Atticus Books, okay? And you know Atticus, if you're from Connecticut, you know Atticus Books.
Yeah, you know Atticus
Books. Okay, so, you know, we're gonna go to Atticus. It's a pretty fucking cool spot. We're like, I'm hungry, I need some lunch. And he's like, well, and then he's like, I'm on my way, I'm gonna be here in 10 minutes. And then 30 minutes go by, and he's not there, and I'm like, I'm in a parking meter, and he's like, and then I was like, you know what? And then he pulls up, and then he fucking parks like his ass of his vehicle sticking into the road, like a good margin.
That's what a good martyr does.
Yeah, and I leave the building, and it's the first time I'm seeing him in like 5 months, yeah, and like, fine. You know, I leave the fucking building. And I just see this man sitting on the back of his pickup in the middle of, like, Yale, New Haven.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's cool. And
it's
and
not
then,
even a lie.
Yeah, so then we talk, and then we're like, yeah, all right, and let's get the hell out of here. So we got the hell out of there. Yeah. Then we went to West Rock after getting gas, and West Rock was no BB because it sucked, because it was closed. So then we were like, we were going to go to East Rock, and then I was like, nah, let's go to West Rock, it's closer. And then we went to, it wouldn't fucking work. And then we fucking... This man's having a stroke. It's in fetal position having a fucking stroke. So then we went to, you know, hey, you put that down. Hey!
You got what you take.
He's throwing sticks at me. I'm being abused. This makes me shake the... shake the pinky. Anyway, so...
Continue!
So Eli's officially lost his mind. I might have to leave him out here. Yeah, I might have to leave my...
The hell was that? Yeah! You really shot him.
There's somebody that shouted like a mile down
the...
Just
shouted, and then you just shouted back. So I think we've asserted that this is our territory here.
Where's player James Watanabe?
That probably was player James
Watanabe. It sounded like him.
Shows up. No, but then he's just gonna show up here, like, you know what One Punch Man looks at someone really confused?
Player James gonna shuffle, he's gonna shuffle through that trail over there. You're gonna see his deformed head, and he's just gonna be like, have his boxing gloves on. He's gonna be like...
Yeah, so, I don't think he believes in the color red, so if I hide him this hand, I'd be good. It's multicolored, but red's enough. So you were talking about something?
Yeah, so we went to New Haven. Player James Watanabe was there.
Yeah, and we went to, we went to that the beach that you grew up in, and you lived in, and you grew up in.
Yeah, so we checked out, like, all the local spots in New Haven. I'm from New Haven originally, so I know all the spots. We went to the beach, and it was pretty gay, but it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. We actually took a lot of nice photos, and you're going to see those eventually. But right now we're at Southford Falls and we're in the fucking woods. Yeah. And we have a hammock. We figured that we were going to string up a hammock in the middle of a trail.
When he said pretty gay, what he meant was that he found his old lover, Ronaldo. And Ronaldo showed up to him and they had intercourse.
Incorrect.
So technically it was a gay experience.
Incorrect. I cut him off years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway. Right, well, yeah.
Shout out.
No, not shout out. Anti shout out. Yeah, so anyway, we drive down to fucking Mexico. And now he's slapping a fucking tree with a stick.
Yeah, so continue. I don't know why you keep stopping.
So, like, I'm not distracted or anything by a man in a hammock fucking slapping a stick around.
Yeah, you really shouldn't be distracted.
You should be. So, you know, and then basically, long story short, we ended up at the beach. It was cool. We took some photos.
Yeah.
We took some funny videos.
Yeah.
Peep my Snapchat. Peep his Snapchat. Mine's L Strider L, also known as Strider Gorilla God. He's True. Elijah Illustrates, also True. Known as Elijah Illist. Basically.
I couldn't do Elijah Illustrates on Snapchat. You know, so Elijah Illist is the name.
Yeah, so Elijah Illist, okay.
Oh, and somebody took ElijahIllustrates@gmail.com, which is crazy. I actually cannot take it. I don't know why. It bothers me.
Somebody took your fucking...
Yeah, my email. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I mean, I never really... By the time I tried to grab the email, it was too late.
Have you considered the last time, but the first time?
I'm just so frustrated about it.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Hello. Yeah,
so... The greeting committee here.
We're just like, yeah, welcome to the podcast. All right, see you later.
Yeah.
Thanks goodbye. For stopping by.
So you have to sign these rights to what you...
So I didn't finish describing, so this is the concept.
Continue,
we have decided that it was a great idea to string up a fucking hammock in the middle of a busy trail. And we were like, you know what? Let's just do a podcast here, and then we'll just have people add into the conversation.
Why did we not add it up there?
Do you really think that would be a safe idea?
I mean, but safety is for who?
For me.
Yeah, well, you know, you're not in the hammock, I am.
Yeah, but you're wearing your hammock.
So, going to the beach was cool because we got some really good photos. We had some good conversations about what we're at in life, what we're trying to do. I've started real estate courses, so that's exciting.
We went to Pepe's Pizza.
I mean, before we get into Pepe's Pizza, literally just, like, being at the beach was so cool. Yeah. I haven't been to a beach like that in a while.
He lives in Connecticut, by the way.
I do.
And he's like, I haven't been out that far in so long.
I forgot what the ocean looked like.
45-minute drive, too much.
Really don't have an excuse, do I? So in that regard, yeah. And then it's been...
Just because I live in North Carolina now, so like a drive to the beach from where I live is like 4 hours.
Yeah. So in that regard, we literally just like... We took photos, hung out by the sunset, took many photos, and my eyes hurt. But yeah. Uploaded that. I'm currently actually... converting from Flickr to Smug Mug, which is going to take 7 days to upload all my photos. So
yeah.
Shout out. But no, then we went to, then we phone's like right next to my face. I don't like, I'm scared. I'm going to keep my mouth open and something's going to go inside. Anyways, so, terrible.
Yeah. COVID 30.
Let me just make sure something here.
So
too.
While he does that, I'm going to tell you also, I gotta breathe. Okay, I've been talking a lot.
You doing good?
Yeah. So basically what we did after that... Shut the fuck...
You know...
So basically after that we went to Mexico again.
Well, we went to Pepe's, and I've never actually been to the one in New Haven. Everyone says that's the best one.
Yeah, because it's the original, yes.
Well, we didn't... I thought it was funny because we were waiting in line and we kept... The lady just kept saying, stand out there. I'm like, all right. And then someone showed up and tried to... They're like... Oh, have you heard of Sally's? That's a good place. So I'm like, you're not going to make us leave. You're not going to convince us to go to another place.
And then they went to Sally's.
And they went to Sally's.
Yeah. And then it worked out because we got their spot in line. Yeah. Actually, no, we didn't. We were actually first.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. And then a bunch of other people came in. It was pretty cool. We had some conversations. We were like reading the menu, but like out loud and like disturbing the peace. And like, we're like, yeah, what do you think? And then he was like, I don't know. What do you think?
The pizza was good. It was white clam pizza, you know?
Yeah, settled.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Yeah, this time leave his pole alone. Okay.
No guarantees. It's a nice pole.
It's good shit.
Good.
So basically on today's podcast, there's a child running past us.
I got so scared because I thought that was the man turning around and running back at me. I was so scared because I heard
He's dope as fuck. He ran with the joke.
I was so scared. I'm like, I'm about to get attacked.
He ran with the joke. The idea is this is a public podcast. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. This is a public podcast, public forum.
Yeah, we just want random people to like come out here and say shit.
Yeah,
like,
that's
you know,
true.
That's what we do. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Craziness. I don't know how I'm still balancing.
I don't know how I'm still here.
You know, James Hudson.
Yeah, I do. I do know.
It's good that I say your full name because then that gives me the president to collect taxes off you.
Say the president?
The president. President of the United States. Yeah.
So think. Why don't you ask me, and I'm going to ask you, but first you ask me.
It's a lot of thinking going on here.
I just don't see the problem with that logic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
See, he agrees with me.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
So, you know, here's the thing.
Why don't you settle down?
You ever go to Ridgefield? You ever go to Ridgefield before?
What the fuck is a Ridgefield?
Ridgefield's a place in back where I live, you know.
Back where I live. Excuse me.
Well, you know, because listen here, visitor.
Visitor. The place that I lived for 24 years.
Yeah, well, you know, so Ridgefield's like a rich area. It literally, Ridgefield, rich area. It's
Ridgefield.
Like, it's such a rich area. It's right next to Bethel. It's like, picture Bethel, but bigger and richer.
That's where Rich Heart is actually located.
It lives in Ridgefield now?
No.
Oh, wow.
Get it? Ridgefield. You don't throw stick. You stab it.
I like how I threw it right at my camera. I'm like,
That's enough,
smart.
Camera.
That's enough out of you.
Yeah, so, I mean...
What were you saying?
Okay, so, you know, basically, just to really formulate and wrap this up like a used condom, I want to also, you know, say, hey, you know what I mean? Then the other thing I want to say is, you know, go team.
I
want
to say, all
right. You know, sometimes when you are... looking at a tree that has a vagina shape on it, you get a little questionable with your decisions. Like, I mean, if you look at that. Just take a good look. Tell me that's not a Virginia. Thank you for your input.
There's so much to think about now.
Yeah, so Brandon Shemansky.
Just what's your problem, Brandon Shemansky?
Yeah. See, Brandon's like making carvings in the tree around us. He thinks it's okay. It's not okay.
It's really not okay.
You know, here's the thing, right? So, I actually had something to say. That's right, I do. So, this is the first ever. I mean, we've crossed over and you know, crossed streams like the Ghostbusters and then caused a lot of accidents just like the Ghostbusters. But this is the first ever dual podcast with Gorilla Squadcast and Elijah Illustrates Podcast.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes, is it?
Yeah. Well, this is same audio file is going to be uploaded to two different places.
So you can find it on Anchor, Spotify, Audible. Oh, yeah, we're on Audible now. That's crazy. Audible, Amazon, Bleaker, Radio Host, Radio Public, YouTube, I guess, too.
Yeah.
And,
everywhere. And yeah, we're on all that shit. Plus, I finally got my shit cleared with Apple, so Gorilla Squadcast can be on Apple soon. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so what happened with that? And is that something I have to worry about, too? Because I think I'm also on Apple, but I'm not sure if I am.
You said you already were, so you...
Yeah, I probably am.
So anyway, today on Useless Information...
Well, we'd like to thank our guests for being on this episode.
Brandon Shemansky.
Brandon Shemansky. I just want to thank you for being every single leaf and twig on this trail to really create the setting for us. Thank you.
Thank you for like being the tree that Eli's resting upon.
I mean, if it weren't for you, I'd be pretty prego right now.
What does that mean?
So I'd like to thank everyone for listening. You know. You could listen to us pretty much weekly at this point, I'd say. Like, you know, either one of us.
Yeah, I'm getting back into it. There's been a small hiatus of Gorilla Squadcast, but we're back on it. We got part two of the Batman episode coming up soon. Then
That's
I got
true.
Another interview, and I got this one coming up after that.
Woo!
So prepare your Angus.
Yeah, prepare.
Yeah. And Eli, he's doing some big shit with his photography, but he's not going to tell me.
Yeah, it's a big secret.
So he's going to unveil it to the universe when his Pangus is ready.
That's true. Very excited.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get back on the recording game too because that's gonna connect.
You're gonna connect, dude. Yeah, they're gonna be able to connect like Eggbox.
Eggbox connect.
Also, speaking of this old man character that he and I have created.
Which one?
There's been a few co-created characters now at this
Probably
point.
Probably a couple.
So you know, I mean, the idea is we're gonna have some skits coming out too. At least I will on mine, but featuring him, voice acting, what have you. So it's going to be sick.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Good time.
Yeah. 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 And it's going to be great. And we're going to have a couple of skits involving, you know, Strygum and some other fucking wacky characters that you don't even get to know yet, bitch. You don't get to know him yet, but you will. Yeah, so any final thoughts?
Yeah, so, you know, here's the thing. McDonald's is always good to have before you hike.
It's really not. I feel like shit. I feel like absolute dog shit. Like, I was like, he's like, hey, you're going to get your bus. I'm on a time limit, James Hudson. Hurry up. And I was like, okay. And he's like, I can't find Job Lot or Stop and Shop. And I'm like, well, yeah. I'm taking a shit. And then he's like, yeah. And then we both were like, let's go to Southford Falls instead. And then
my phone decided to give up on me right as I'm like, literally, I'm driving there. And my phone's just like, yeah, we're not going to, like, answer it all. Oh, this is funny. This is literally a trail marker that I'm tied to. It's actually a fucking trail marker, but yeah, no, my phone decided to not work because my AC doesn't work in my car, and I guess when the phone overheats, it decides to not run internet properly. That's something I found out. I didn't know that was an idea.
New facts. Yeah, so any words for Brandon Shemansky?
You know, just keep on living and rocking in the free world and do.
Not that he's listening because he doesn't listen to our shit because he's a dick.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, Brandon Shemansky, he's got some exciting things coming out.
He does. His new album.
His new album, Viking Lore.
And then the other one. And then his previous, it's a follow-up to his previous album. It's called My Grandfather.
It's a historical piece about a real-life man who had a profession. I think that's the only thing I could say.
That's about it.
He had a job.
He had a job to do.
You know, that's the thing. We all kind of have jobs, and we should just respect that and not ask any questions.
Ever again.
Never again. Nobody has to know. Just leave. Don't be a hero.
Brandon Shemansky, folks. You know, what's funny is we just, every podcast I get, I just say Brandon Shemansky because it's funny. we're giving him so much clout, and he doesn't even like. He's just like doing his thing, and we're giving him a ton of clout.
So much clout. You know, the problem, it's because I think I started this because I say James Hudson all the time. So then it turned into Brent Shemansky. Brent Shemansky.
Yeah. The only one that I don't, you know, I should say Eli Legowski more, but it's like it's a tongue a twister.
Name. Especially because my real, like, my full name's Elijah Legowski. Yeah. That's a lie. Instead of Brent Shemansky.
Yeah, so that's a fair point. So we're actually packing it up. We're fucking tripping over sticks.
Yeah.
So if I die in these woods today, you know who whose fault it was?
I blame Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
He inherited a mess, and yeah.
Yeah. So does every president.
Yeah, that's my thought. It's just like the worst job possible.
That's why they like get paid like a little bit of money and then they get killed.
Yeah, I don't think they get all. How much do they make? Like 100,000 a year.
Like 500K a year.
Oh, well,
which is like pretty good, I guess.
I'm like, damn. So it's because the whole thing, like, is not supposed to be about money, but 500K is a substantial amount of money.
Yeah, that's a pretty good salary.
I take that. I'll take that right now.
Yeah, my fellow Americans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just don't listen to any of my former works.
Just don't listen to, like, you know.
He's taking a picture of a crack.
Like face.
He's taking a picture of my crack, Brandon's crack.
So this has been a solid time. We want to thank you for listening. And
So it's a Gorilla Squadcast cross Elijah Illustrates podcast.
That's right.
Or Elijah Illustrates podcast cross Gorilla Squadcast.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm James. Anyway, yeah, so James. Yeah, I'm yeah. James. My name James.
My name Elijah. Thank you.
Don Cheadle. You know, honestly, my thoughts on that. All right, now that this thing is off, you know, Iron Man 3 fucking sucked.